All right, we're joined now by Austin Dillon, the driver of the number 3 Dow Chevrolet. Austin, we saw you went to Post Malone the other day with your group, and it looked pretty fun. How'd that go?
It was fun. It was kind of random. I just hit up you guys and asked about going to the Post Malone concert and got some tickets and then ended up back stage and got to meet him. Super nice guy. And then watched the concert from the stage. Wasn't expecting that. And that was cool. And Cam Newton showed up behind me. I was like, holy cow. Kind of fanboyed over that. And because I'm a huge Panthers fan. So a lot of the wide receiving core and some of the new guys that are on the team were with him. And after that, we hung out backstage for a little bit after the concert and then made our way home, but got to take my guys with me and they had a lot of fun and it was just a good time on a Wednesday.
All right, and on to the racing part. This track obviously means a lot to you. First win last year, race here growing up. How's it feel to run in your first All-Star race?
It feels great. I remember coming here the last couple of years and worried about getting through in the open and figuring out ways to make the car fast and short run period of time. Now I don't have to worry about that. I'm in the race and with the new package, I think it's anybody's race to win, really. So we're going to go hard and see if we can't bring home $1 million. And as soon as that happens, I actually am a little nervous about qualifying with no experience on the qualifying. But I guess we're going to go straight to that. If that's the plan, we'll have to figure it out on the fly.
All right, we're going to open it up for questions. Reed Spencer.
Reed Spencer, NASCAR Wire Service. Austin, do you expect the racing on Saturday night to resemble Daytona, Talladega, that sort of pack racing?
Think it's going to be intense. I mean, I've only made like about a three-quarter of a lap before it got raining out there, but felt like I had a ton of grip, and the draft will be big. I feel like cars in front of you're going to go a lot faster. So yeah, I think it's going to be awesome. Be what the All-Star race is supposed to be, a wild mess, and that will probably happen Saturday night. And then the smaller amounts of practice that we have will even intensify that. So we'll see what we can do.
Chris Knight in the press box.
Fall asleep up there, Knight?
All right, we'll go back to Chris. I want to go to the back, then I want to go to Mike, then I'll go to Jerry.
Where is the press box? Is this not only like a one-story building? Where? Oh, okay. I don't know how you guys are usually up top on the roof here.
Hey, Austin, Phil Orban from Channel 9 over here to your left. To that end, to what you're talking about, how tough is it going to be if you can't get out to practice and get a kind of a feel for what it's going to be like out there?
It's not going to be so much tough for myself, or it's more about the crew chiefs and engineers and the work they've put in before. So I just get to yell at them if it's slow. But it was pretty by yourself. It was like Daytona, Talladega out there, truthfully, like running around there wide open. So I'm looking forward to it. I really wanted some practice because I felt like it'd be fun to work on the car and kind of trim it out and trying to figure out what the car needed to go fast. It would have been a heck of a couple hours of practice, and I hope we still get a couple hours maybe tomorrow or tonight. Actually, I don't think we're gonna do that tonight, but so yeah, I'm hoping we get a couple hours of practice.
Austin, Mike Solarte here in the middle. Phil talked about how much of an advantage or disadvantage it is when you look at everything across the board. Really, nobody has any experience with this package in the cup level. So what does it boil down to? Does it boil down to a guy that maybe, in your opinion, has more experience as a driver, or maybe a younger guy that is willing to race a little bit harder and willing to race a little bit more wide open, I guess?
Well, I think there'll be some really aggressive driving out there. I think everybody will put it out on the line when it comes down to it. But the teams that put the most effort into this package will probably shine. The guys that back at the shop who put the most effort in will probably go forward, and it'll be a team by team basis because of the lack of practice that we have. The people that put in the work at the shop, or it might play to their body style, whoever's car is good for that. So we'll definitely see here in a little while. or tomorrow.
Jerry Jordan, kickingthetires.net and PRN. I want to fast forward a week and talk about coming back here next weekend for the 600 and what your thoughts are on that, considering last year was kind of a major event for you.
Yeah, so, yeah, I'm really pumped about the 600. It's a long race for us, and obviously coming back to defend, being the defending winner, hopefully we can do it this year again. And if it's fuel mileage is the way we do it, we'll do it that way again. It doesn't matter. If we can get back to victory lane again this year, it'd be great. But I've always felt comfortable here at Charlotte. In any series I've ran, I've felt like I've been pretty solid here in Xfinity and trucks. So, yeah, I'm pumped for the 600. Anytime I come to this track, I'm my confidence is high, and I feel good about it. Man, I don't know. It's hard to ramp up the party when we party. It's not like a dud, you know. We have a good time anyway.
Any more questions? Chris, if you could, in the back, Jared.
Yeah, Jared Turner, NASCAR Pole Position Magazine. Austin, just wondering what you eat for breakfast and drink for breakfast on a typical day and how that may vary when you're at the racetrack versus at home.
I actually skip breakfast most days. I know it's supposed to be like a really important part of your meal, but I think it keeps me at a good level weight. I don't know. I just like eating a good lunch and dinner. But if I do get up early for race day, I eat a big breakfast. It's usually Sundays, you'll laugh. Sunday's actually the only day I eat breakfast. It's usually an omelet with avocados on it. And every now and then we'll throw in some fruit and hash browns. I like hash browns. But the omelet with avocado and salsa in the morning is pretty good. It's like a Western omelet on Sundays.
Austin, James Jackson, theracingexperts.com. You're a defending Coke 600 champion. You're a defending Daytona 500 champion. How has your life changed since winning those two events?
I think for me, my life stays pretty similar. You know, big events as far as going on. I'm married now, and I've got two pretty awesome trophies. But for me, it's just my confidence is higher. I feel comfortable in this sport, and I have fun in this sport. And those wins, I'll never lose. But I don't think it's changed me as a person. I feel like I'm still that same guy I was when I walked into the truck series. Maybe a little more bougie because I'm a cup driver now, but I definitely think that I'm the same person since the truck series.
All right, I heard we're working upstairs now. Chris Knight, have at it.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I hear you, Knighter.
All right. Hey, Austin, I just was wondering if you could talk about earlier this week you decided to hop on Instagram and do live chat with a fan, which was a little bit different because you actually featured him and did a one-by-one with a fan. Can you talk about what precipitated that and it seemed like you had a good following? How often do you do that?
Actually, before I came over here, I went on Instagram Live and did that again, and it's pretty cool. I didn't know it exists, and I'll give a little credit to Ty. He was at Bristol, and he was in the car doing it, and I was like, what is this? And there was a guy on the phone while he was Instagram Live. I was like, that's pretty cool. And so I was watching the basketball game, and I started messing with it, and it's pretty funny because you never know what you're going to see. I'm sure it's going to get me one of these days. Somebody's going to flip on the camera and be doing something wrong or something, but most of the fans, I look for people that say NASCAR on them or people that are avid fans of the sport. But it's cool to just give them a second. And when the kids get on there, it's awesome when they want to show you their NASCAR memorabilia. Like I had a couple kids that had just tons of diecast cars, and they're true fans of our sport. And it's good to see that. And they smile. I was doing it a little bit ago, and a little kid was on the school bus. And I think he had a Chase Elliott hat, and he was from New York. And he was like, we're coming home from school with all my buddies. And he showed me a buddy. And one of the little kids, I don't know, they're probably, I don't know what grade they'd been. Probably they were little punks like I would have been in middle school. But the one kid flicked me off, and I was like, what the heck? And so I flipped it pretty quick. But you never know what you're going to see on there. And it's really cool for the fans that are out there to just have a second with you to talk and show me. They show you their house. They show you what's going on in their life. And I think it's funny, too, because sometimes you get the crazy things on there. And But Instagram Live is cool.
All right. Any more questions? All right. Thanks for your time, Austin, and good luck this weekend.
Thanks, guys.